This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Germany's foreign minister says European countries will not cave into U.S. threats in the escalating transatlantic dispute over tariffs, but hopes for a solution. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Trump administration has already imposed tariffs on steel and aluminium imports from the EU and is threatening tariffs on cars, trucks and auto parts, a key industry for Germany. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker is visiting Washington on Wednesday for key talks on the issue. Now, German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas has told Germany's ARD television that he hopes it will be possible to find a consensus solution on tariffs. However, he adds the EU won't let itself be threatened and just cave in, because once done, we may have to deal, he says, with such behaviour often in the future, and we won't accept that. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S.-based 38 North Monitoring Group for North Korea said recent satellite images show North Korea has begun dismantling key facilities at the Sohae satellite launching station on the country's northwest coast. VOA's Mariama Diallo has more.
The satellite images show the dismantling of a rail-mounted processing building where space launch vehicles are assembled before being moved to the launch pad and the nearby rocket engine test stand where liquid fuel engines are developed for ballistic missiles and space launch vehicles. 38 North called the move an important first step towards fulfilling a commitment made by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un during his summit with Trump in Singapore. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
A hydroelectric dam collapsed in southeastern Laos Monday, leaving an unknown number of people dead and hundreds missing. Rescue efforts are underway as top government officials rush to the site with public appeals for aid. The collapse of the dam also left more than 66 people homeless. This is VOA News. Israel has shot down a Syrian fighter jet it said had breached its airspace. Danny Danon, Israel's permanent representative to the United Nations, said it will not allow anyone to breach their sovereignty.
We will not allow the Iranians to build their bases next to our borders in the Golan Heights. This is our policy, and Prime Minister Netanyahu is very clear about this.
Israel says the Syrian plane it shot down departed from the Syrian T-4 airbase, which Israel is believed to have attacked last year or earlier this year. Israel's military said the plane flew toward Israel at relatively high speed, but did not know if the plane deliberately crossed into Israel. Wildfires sweeping through a Greek resort town has killed at least 74 people. This included families with children found clasped in a last embrace as they tried to flee the flames. The fire broke out in the small community of Mati, just east of Athens. Reuters' Deborah Kivrikosis described the area.
There were hot, intense, furious winds that came barreling across this region. It is a region that is lush. It is full of pine trees, full of pine cones, which if lit are like flaming grenades that can carry flames further, farther away and ignite more fires. People were found next to their vehicles, next to their motorcycles, trying to open the door, trying to mount their motorcycles, which means they must have seen the fire. They were rushing to leave the area, and they never made it.
Two Reuters journalists accused of obtaining secret state documents in Myanmar resumed Tuesday their trial. VOA's Carolyn Pursuti has more from the proceedings.
Ja Sa-U, one of two Reuters journalists on trial, said he had his head covered with a black hood, was deprived of sleep, and forced to kneel for hours at a secret police interrogation site after he was arrested with a colleague last year. During 2 weeks of questioning by officers from military intelligence and police special branch, Ja Sa-U told the court the reporters were denied access to their families and lawyers. Both have pleaded not guilty. If convicted, they could be sentenced up to 14 years in prison. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News.
Congo's health ministry announced Tuesday that its latest outbreak of Ebola is over. The announcement came after a 42-day observation period with no new confirmed cases recorded. There were 54 Ebola cases in the outbreak declared in early May that included 33 deaths in the northwest Equatorial province. Health officials said a quick international response and vaccinations of more than 3,300 people were major factors in containing the outbreak. It was Congo's ninth since the disease was identified in 1976. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.